The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're back with some entertainment news. Lots of stones being thrown around following what happened in Houston at the AstroWorld Festival. The city's fire chief says Travis Scott should have paused the performance. And a lawyer representing some of the victims says he believes the musician may have enticed the crowd. At least 8 concertgoers died. Fans of the TV series Quantum Leap are mourning the loss of Dean Stockwell. His agent says Stockwell died last weekend. He was 85. Stockwell was Oscar-nominated for his comic Mafia Kingpin and Married to the Mob, and was 4 times an Emmy nominee for Quantum Leap. Another Hollywood loss, William Lucking, probably best known for his role as biker Piney Winston on the hit series Sons of Anarchy. He was 80 years old. That's William Lucking. Some heavy hitters have signed up for a fundraiser for the environment. It's a YouTube event scheduled for December 5th. At 9 Eastern Time, the musical artists numbering more than 200 include Black Pumas, Jack Johnson, Ben Harper, The Lumineers, Rhiannon Giddens, Cat Stevens, Taj Mahal, and Roseanne Cash. The organization Playing for Change is putting on the event in collaboration with the United Nations Population Fund. The concert will be shown on Playing for Change's YouTube channel. Designed to promote environmental sustainability, the event will raise money for organizations like Conservation International, American Rivers, and the World Wildlife Fund. The concert is a sequel of sorts to a 2020 event that raised more than $1 million for social justice causes. Well, dinosaurs are about to return to Raleigh. Jurassic Quest, the interactive dinosaur exhibit, invades the Raleigh Convention Center Friday through Sunday, November 19th through the 21st. The event includes more than 100 lifelike dinosaurs, dinosaur-themed rides, live dinosaur shows, interactive science and art activities, Triceratops soft play area, bounce houses, and other inflatable attractions. Guests will explore through the Cretaceous, Jurassic, and Triassic periods to see the dinosaurs from those times, plus take a look at underwater creatures in the Ancient Oceans exhibit. That section will include a 50-foot-long megalodon, the biggest shark to ever live. Safety precautions being taken for Jurassic Quest shows include timed entry for guests to encourage social distancing, enhanced cleaning of each ride after each use, interval-based cleaning of each bounce house with wipe-downs with CDC-approved sterilizers and electrostatic sprayers, and all Jurassic Quest employees are required to wear masks. Face coverings are strongly encouraged, regardless of vaccination status. Admission tickets start at $19, depending on age and whether it's normal hours or peak hours. Rides and other select activities are extra. Complete information can be found on the exhibit's website, JurassicQuest.com, /events/Raleigh-NC. All right, Raleigh Little Theater is, of course, in the midst of its 2021-22 season. And coming up next month, December 3rd through the 19th, it's Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and some resourceful fairy folk. Then at Raleigh Little Theater, February 4th through the 20th, Pride and Prejudice. Now, this isn't your grandmother's Austen. Bold, surprising, boisterous, and timely. This Pride and Prejudice for a New Era explores the absurdities and thrills of finding your perfect or imperfect match in life. The outspoken Lizzie Bennet is determined to never marry, despite mounting pressure from society. But she can resist love, especially when that vaguely handsome, mild amusing, and impossibly aggravating Mr. Darcy keeps popping up at every turn. Then the season moves on to the final two of the season, March 18th through the 27th. It's Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. And then July 3rd through the 19th, In the Heights. And it's a musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. We've mentioned before, we'll do it one more time, the very popular Holiday Express at Pullen Park has been canceled this year. The problem, not enough people to run the event. The Parks Department cited a lack of staffing required to run the annual event. Raleigh Parks Director Oscar Carmona said the department requires 80 people to run the event, with a combination of staff and volunteers. Another reason that's being pointed to is the Great Resignation taking place across the country as people leave jobs and openings aren't filled. One reason why? People want to be paid more. The pay scale for the Raleigh Parks and Recreation ranges from $8 to $12 an hour, depending on the position. The Holiday Express used to, the Holiday Express used to take over Pullen Park for multiple days each December with Santa visits, train and carousel rides, crafts, Christmas music, and a whole lot more. Okay, let's take a look at the rundown for the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-4111. Thursday, November 18th, Boombox with Ethno at 9. Friday, November 19th, The Nude Party with Zach Mexico. That's at 8:30. Saturday, November 20th, Woolly with William Black. That's at 9:30. Wednesday, November 24th, Steam Room Etiquette at 8. Saturday, November 27th, Carolina Waltz featuring Josh Daniel and friends starting at 8. Friday, December 3rd, Nasty Habits, Jump Mountain, and Lowbrow at 8 o'clock. Saturday, December 4th, D-Smoke at 8. Tuesday, December 7th, Lawrence with Proxima Parada and Reliably Bad at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 10th, Shoot the Thrill with Stone Whiskey at 8 o'clock. And Saturday, December 11th, Chicano Batman with Los Retros. And that event starts at 8 o'clock. All right, now the Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9, and we'll let you know if it doesn't. Monday, November 15th, Kevin Ross with Lyric Jones. Concert starts at 8. Tuesday, November 16th, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Eddie 9-5 at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 18th, Tropodelic and Bumpin' Uglies with the Reese Brothers live album recording starting at 8. Friday, November 19th, John Papa Gross. Saturday, November 20th, Runaway Gin, the tribute to Fish. Tuesday, November 23rd, the Hourglass Kids with old cartoons, North by North, and Plastic Flamingos, all starting at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, November 24th, Harvey Dalton Arnold Band. Let's do that again. Harvey Dalton Arnold Band with Almond Extract, All Brothers, Almond Brothers tribute at 8 o'clock. Friday, November 26th, the Bronze Age with the Second After, Through All This Time, and Lunchbox Hero. Saturday, November 27th, Silo Joe with Cosmic Superheroes. Monday, November 29th, Vibe Session Soul Edition featuring Chelsea Simone, Dre Sands, and more, all starting at 8 o'clock. Then Wednesday, December 1st, Medium Heat with Roar the Engines and the BQS at 8. Thursday, December 2nd, Ghost Note at 8 o'clock. Friday, December 3rd, Sky Zoo with Sadat X, Kurvozir, SLNC, and DJ Flash. Sunday, December 5th, Palm Ghosts at 8 o'clock. Then we have the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-424-1400. And most shows at the Ritz start at 8 o'clock, and we'll let you know if it's a different time. Tuesday, November 16th, Shaky Graves was here. Wednesday, November 17th, Jelly Roll, Work in Progress U.S. Tour. Thursday, November 18th, Sullivan King, Loud and Reckless Tour. Friday, November 19th, Andrew McMahon, Three Pianos Tour. It starts at 7:30. Saturday, November 20th, Kip Moore, How High Tour 2021. Friday, November 26th, G Herbo, Outbreak Tour. Saturday, November 27th, Tusi. Saturday, December 4th, Milky Chance North American Tour 2021. Sunday, December 5th, Smith and Myers at 7. And then Friday, December 10th, Delta Ray, the Light and Dark Tour. Now, if you happen to be in Charlotte, let's take a look at the lineup for the Spectrum Center. Saturday, November 20th, Genesis, The Last Domino Tour. Friday, December 3rd, Charlotte R&B Festival. Saturday, December 4th, Kane Brown, Blessed and Free Tour. Saturday, December 11th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And for New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st, WWE, Friday Night SmackDown. Sunday, January 16th, Trevor Noah, Back to Abnormal World Tour. Then we move on to the lineup at Greensboro Coliseum. Friday, November 19th, James Taylor and his All-Star Band. Friday, November 26th, WWE SmackDown. December 2nd through the 5th, Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Thursday, December 9th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Saturday, December 18th, Eric Church. Wednesday, December 22nd, AEW Wrestling. Friday, December 31st, the Avett Brothers. Saturday and Sunday, January 15 and 16, it is Monster Jam. And that's the current lineup for the Greensboro Coliseum. Carolina Performing Arts, December 2nd through the 17th, atmospheric memory, inspired by computing pioneer Charles Babbage's proposal that the atmosphere is a vast library recording everything we say. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd, 600 Highwaymen, A Thousand Ways, Part 3, a revival of Collective Assembly, a performance enacted entirely by the attending audience. This is an invitation to feel what it's like to experience common space again. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Tuesday and Wednesday, January 25 and 26, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, celebrating over 60 years of unparalleled artistry. Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater never fails to remind us of the power of dance to bring people together. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 4th and 5th, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, What Problem? The internationally recognized Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, a stunning performance that provokes the tension between belonging to a community and the feelings of isolation that may feel during these divisive political times. This is at Memorial Hall. Thursday, February 10th, Joshua Bell, violin, and Peter Dugan on piano. That's at Memorial Hall, 7:30. Saturday, February 19th, Theo Crocker, Black to Life, A Future Past, a storyteller who speaks through his trumpet. Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, Flutronics, Discourse, a performance written by and for the Chapel Hill community. Discourse features present-day narratives and history with voices sourced from community gatherings and archival recordings. All right, Duke Performances. Phone number there, 919-660-3356. Saturday, December 4th, Christina and Michelle Naughton, a piano duo, the first piano duo in history to receive Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Career Grant. Christina and Michelle are stellar orchestral soloists and master pianists, that from Gramophone, who have to be heard to believe. That's the Washington Post. The pair return to Duke Performances with some of the most dynamic and challenging works in the repertoire. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, December 10th and 11th, and I hope I get this name right, Bijayani Sapathi, world premiere of A Seeking. The artist says, "The Odissi I have known and owned has been someone else's song, someone else's making, someone else's idea, someone else's feelings and emotions." Hailed by the New Yorker as a performer of exquisite grace and technique. Thursday, December 16th, Duke Performances, The King's Singers. Having initially cut their teeth as six choral scholars at Cambridge's King's College in 1968, the King's Singers have undergone many iterations and personnel changes, all the while maintaining the gold standard in a cappella singing and developing their signature close harmony style. And that's at Baldwin Auditorium. Okay, Saturday, January 15th, Duke Performances, Junction Trio, known for their audacious programming pattern of pairing the new and the creative with the familiar and the cherished to bring Charles Ives's trio to life, Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29, ABT Studio Company, also known as American Ballet Theater, one of the world's leading classical ballet companies. Through its expansive programming, international engagements, and distinctly American style, ABT has served as a crucial ambassador of ballet since 1939. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Friday, February 4th, Yarn and Wire. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny. Friday and Saturday, February 11 and 12, Annie Dorson, yesterday, tomorrow. Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Urban Bush Women's Hair and Other Stories. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number 919-996-8700. Thursday through Sunday, November 18th through the 21st, Unique Departures, Innovative Variations. This is from Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 19th, downtown Raleigh tree lighting, and this is in front of the Duke Energy Center. Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Also Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, Carolina Youth Ballet Nutcracker. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, November 21st, Philharmonic Association Fall Concert. Two performances, one at 2 o'clock, the other at 5. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 26th, a family holiday concert, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 26th as well, Holiday in Rapture 2, a little bit of soul and laughter at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, Champions of Magic, the Worldwide Wonders Tour. The Champions of Magic team present incredible illusions using supercars, an impossible escape from Houdini's water tank, a mind-blowing prediction that has to be seen to believe, and a finale beyond explanation. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, December 3rd, Friday favorites, Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, North Carolina Symphony, at May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Then Friday and Saturday, December 3rd, those evenings, Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 once again, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, December 4th, Nutcracker with a Twist. This is a holiday performance presented by Dance Art Studio, Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, December 5th, Tamala Mann and Ernest Pugh, a Night of Healing Gospel Concert, Memorial Auditorium. Tuesday, December 7th, North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season, May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday through Sunday, December 9th through the 12th, the ever-popular Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Keep in mind, if you're wanting tickets, get them. This event is usually a sellout. Friday and Saturday, December 10 and 11, Holiday Pops from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, December 11th, Storybook Tales presented by Raleigh Dance Theater, a delightful event for all ages featuring the Dancing Princess based on the Grimm's fairy tale. The 12 Dancing Princesses and Fairy Doll, an old world ballet about a magical toy maker and her apprentice, whose dolls come to life. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday and Monday, December 12th and 13th, it's the Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. December 17th through the 24th, The Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet, and that's at Memorial Auditorium. Switching to Carolina Theater in Durham, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, November 18th, Ladisi, the Wild Card Tour. 2021 Grammy winner Ladisi is a 13-time Grammy-nominated powerhouse vocalist with a career spanning almost two decades. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You, Live Alive. Jack Douglas turns his popular series into a live game show, and you're the player. Sunday, November 21st, Chris Thiele, MacArthur Fellow and Grammy Award-winning mandolinist, singer, and songwriter. Chris Thiele, who the Guardians call that rare being on an all-around musician who can settle into any style, from bluegrass to classical. Tuesday, November 23rd at Carolina Theater, it's Jake Shimabukuro, Christmas in Hawaii. He's often referred to as the Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, Bruce Lee, and Michael Jordan of his craft. Jake delivers performances around the world with an out-of-the-box blend of stunning virtuosity, deep musicality, and a natural entertainer's flair. Jake takes the ukulele to places no one has gone before. Thursday and Friday, December 2nd and 3rd, it's the Old Crow Medicine Show. The guys got their start busking on street corners in 1998 from New York State and up through Canada, winning audiences along the way with their boundless energy and spirit. They eventually found themselves in Boone, North Carolina, where they caught the attention of folk icon Doc Watson. Saturday, December 4th, Charles Petty, part of the Family Saturday series, performing on guitar, mandolin, banjo, harmonica, and voice. Charles brings U.S. and North Carolina history to life with a lively, interactive performance of music from the 1800s, including the Civil War era. And that show starts at 11 a.m. And then Saturday, December 4th, the Fab Four, the ultimate Beatles tribute. The Emmy Award-winning Fab Four is elevated far above every other Beatles tribute band. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.